Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
What's up, Aaron?
Nothing. Jason James back in the house.
I am back in the house. How's everything going?
Well, I'm gonna switch this to, I need some life advice. How do you manage it all, Jason?
I am like a duck on the water. You ever seen a duck on the water?
Okay, yeah, I'm
everything
thinking.
All the water rolls off the duck's back.
Okay.
What it is, them feet are churning like hell. So it's an illusion. It's an optical illusion.
I love it. I love it.
You just deal with what you can. You control what you can control, and you try not to worry about what you can't. You just deal with it.
I like it. I'm having trouble dealing with expectations professionally and personally. Like, I love photography, and I don't want to give it up. But if I did, I'd have way more time, right?
Yeah, I got the same deal with my golf game.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it though. I like to play golf. You know, we tell all the time it countermands what we know about education, in the sense that, you know, we talk about kids who struggle reading, they've struggled reading all their life, they get up to be in high school, and you try to get them to read, and they struggle reading, so they just don't do it. They're not very good at it, so they just don't do it, right?
Yeah.
But my golf game, I'm terrible, Aaron.
And you keep going.
I keep going out there. I paid for the punishment.
Jason James has growth mindset coming out the wazoo.
Correct. Yep.
I love it. Jason, I feel like we've heard your backstory. Am I crazy? Have I asked you about how you got into education?
Yep.
I thought so.
Just briefly, though, in case people hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
My mother's a teacher. My wife's a teacher. I'm a teacher. My mother-in-law's a teacher. Teachers, what we do in our family.
I love it. And how many years have you been in the biz?
This is my 21st year.
Wow. That's wicked awesome. Like, I really can't wait till I'm there. I'm halfway there. So,
you know, it's funny because you've been doing it long enough. I've been doing it long enough that I know what's coming.
Yeah.
But that's also a double-edged sword. I mean, you know what's coming, but that don't mean when you know something's not right coming that still don't hurt because you see it coming a long ways off.
Right. No, that's awesome. So you love talking about successful stories in education. You love talking about leadership. Tell me what you were thinking with this chat.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. People, you know, with Facebook, social media, every time some parent gets or legislator or anybody, sometimes when they get disappointed in the actions of a school or a teacher, then they take to social media and they go down to coffee shops and they talk to their friends and they tell their story. And they're telling their story. You know, I've always said this, that stories are like coins. There's two sides to every one of them. And the really problematic things for schools are we can't always tell the details because of – hey, you know, there's FERPA laws, there's HIPAA laws, there's employment laws. We got all these laws, so we can't fight facts with facts on those type of disgruntled stories. But what we can do is do a better job of telling our success stories, so that way we balance the media of what is being reported for public schools.
I
think it's essential, because if you're not telling your story, somebody else is, and how are they telling it?
Man, I think that's awesome. It's in my world, and I don't know how it goes. I feel like you guys, you're an independent district, am I right?
Sure.
So you guys are kind of up against the chopping block all the time. People are always wanting to consolidate and stuff like that. I'm in the virtual charter world, and people hate on us too, and it's just – so hard. And how do you tell your story without also tooting your own horn, but also, like, I mean, there are so, we've got two independent districts right here around Sepulpa, and gosh, they're serving kids that are.
See, wait, let me do a little homework right here.
Do it.
Schools that are K through eight are called dependent districts because they are dependent upon sending another district for their kids to get a high school diploma.
Okay.
So my district's an independent district because we're K-12.
You're K-12, okay.
But I'm surrounded by three K-8 districts or dependent districts. Now, here's what I tell everybody this. We're just going to have to suck it up and live in the new times of people. You've got to tell your story. You don't need to embellish it. You don't need to sensationalize it, but you need to tell your story. When teachers tell success stories for their kids, that's the kind of stories we need to tell. We don't need to stand there and toot our own horn and say, look at me. I got a kid to read, to grow a grade and a half in reading. That's not the story. The story is the kid grew a grade and a half in reading.
Yeah.
That's a success story.
Yeah.
And the one thing teachers need to realize, okay, is that, and I firmly believe this, Aaron, it is a community event. When I say a community event, it starts with the bus driver. When that kid gets on the bus in the morning or when that kid walks across the street, the crosswalk lady, man, we gotta interact with those kids. We gotta build relationships with those kids. The cafeteria lady, they gotta build a relationship with that kid. The custodian's gotta build a relationship with that kid. If you're a kid and the bus driver yells at you because you took too long, and the crosswalk lady yells at you to hurry up, and the custodian yelled at you for not wiping your feet, and the cafeteria lady yelled at you for not moving through the line very fast, what kind of mood are you going to be in when the teacher decides to help you with your reading problem?
Yeah.
It's a community event, so we don't need to talk to our story. We don't need to tell our story about first person point of view, hey, look at me. What we need to do is look at what the kids are accomplishing when we have time and resources and the ability to get things done.
Do you encourage your bus drivers, your lunch ladies, your janitors to tweet under your hashtag?
Oh yeah, everybody. I encourage kids to tweet under our hashtag.
I love it.
I got a great story. When I was assistant superintendent Clinton, we had kids that would take pictures of their cafeteria food, tweet it, and when it didn't look very good, they'd say, "Would you pay $3 for this?" #hashtag CPS Reds. Well, my cafeteria ladies would get mad, and I'd show them. I'd say, why are you mad? Are you mad that the world knows it was bad? Or are you mad that it was bad?
Right.
Well, guess what? Our cafeteria got better because people were paying attention.
I love
you talk,
it.
You talk about accountability. That's accountability.
Yeah.
If we do something wrong, if I have a bus driver that's not right, if I have a cafeteria lady that's not doing her job, if I have a custodian that's not doing her job, if I have a teacher not doing their job, if I have a superintendent not doing his job, and people get on our hashtag and tweet about it, then that makes us want to be better.
I love it. Hey.
Go ahead.
No, I like how you get every single person involved. I think that's something that you do really well, Jason. And I wanted to give you a shout out there on that. I like
that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, so my favorite question of the night was your question on service-minded people, especially teachers, are uncomfortable telling their success story. How do we get them, again, not in the first person, but how do we get them sharing more regularly? Especially like Okla Ed, the hashtag shares. But all of us are on Okla Ed.
Well, I think we have to look at it from this perspective. I think you gotta think about your audience and you gotta think about what's your purpose. If I've got a teacher who just graduated with their master's in reading specialty, that is perfectly okay to brag on yourself. Because of your accomplishment, because there are individual accomplishments, and then there are team accomplishments, and then there's student accomplishments, There are team successes that you're a part of, and we just have to just get past the fact that that we're going to come off as braggadocious. It's just it's not bragging; it's telling our story, and that is so essential for us in my mind to balance what people who are not connected on a daily basis to public education. It tells the story, because if all you did was watch the news and if all you did was hear the people complaining about what happened, you would think public education is failing. That's not the case. And the reason why people believe that is because we're not telling our story. We have to tell our story.
I like it. Well, what was your favorite question of the night?
Well, to me, my favorite question is always just about, you know, tell us something great going on in your belly that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
You know, because on a daily basis, great things happen in public schools. On a daily basis, we don't meet the needs of every kid. We know that.
Right.
There's not been an educator out there that's never I've never heard of a school district that didn't acknowledge they could always be better, or they're always working to be better, because that's because we see kids as people, and we want 100% successes. And when you don't have 100% successes, you want to be better.
Yeah.
Well, so we accept the fact that we need to be better, but it goes back to don't let good be the enemy of great. You know what I'm saying? You can be good and work at getting better, but we have to share our story. We have to share the fact that, like in my district, okay, and this is a fact. We have 343 kids enrolled in Ellet Public Schools, and we send 277 backpacks full of food home on a weekend.
Wow.
Okay, that's because our free and reduced lunch rate's high. I didn't say that we've got 277 kids that are starving during the weekends. That's not the case at all. But we have a community that supports kids, and we want to make sure that they get three square meals, nutritious meals, healthy meals, brain power food on the weekends.
Jason, yeah. How do you pay for that? Or is that the community coming together to do that? Where's that money come from?
Community comes together.
That's amazing.
Yep. And you know, like we have an ankle tree, and almost every kid in school is on the ankle tree, whether they have a socioeconomic need or not.
Wow.
You know, because our community takes care of kids. That's our story.
That's awesome. What are you reading right now, Jason?
What am I reading right now?
Yeah.
The Tipping Point.
And what's it about?
The Tipping Point's about change, being a change agent in your school, about how that you have you've got to move people, got to move their mindset from being against to being for, and pretty soon it's like a teeter-totter. When you get enough people that buy in, it tips, and the only people left are people they're your antis are outnumbered.
Yeah.
They either have to get along. Or go somewhere else where they're back in the majority.
Get along or go on.
Yep.
I like it. It's always an amazing pleasure to speak with you. I thank you so much.
Not a problem, Aaron. Thank you for calling me.
Only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma.